Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We're going to go straight to that story breaking in just the last hour. The board of RTE has released a bombshell statement this afternoon, drawing attention to what they term a serious breach of trust with the public. During a routine audit of RTE's accounts in March, attention was drawn to payments made to presenter Ryan Tubridy. The organisation admitted that it paid Ryan Tubridy hundreds of thousands of euro more over a period of several years than it had declared to the public and the Oireachtas. In a statement issued this afternoon, the board of the National Broadcaster said that between 2017 and 2022, Mr. Tubridy received a series of payments totaling 345,000 euro above his annual published salary. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by RTE political reporter Sandra Hurley. You're welcome, Sandra, to the programme this evening. Can you tell the listeners, or what can you tell the listeners about this shocking statement from RTE?
Yes, well, a very serious and developing story, Sarah, that has come out in this lengthy statement just a few hours ago. So RTE has admitted that it paid presenter Ryan Tubridy more than 300,000 euro over a period of 6 years, and that's above what was publicly declared told to the Oireachtas. In a statement this afternoon, the board of RTE said that between 2017 and 2022, Ryan Tubridy received a series of payments totaling 345,000 euro above his annual published salary. Now, the discrepancies here were uncovered in March this year, we are told, during a routine audit of RTE's accounts. After that, the company's auditors alerted the board, and the board agreed to appoint external auditors, Grant Thornton, who went through the accounts and have come up with a report which was furnished to the board earlier this week. And that's what led to the statement today.
There are different explanations being given for different periods of time, aren't there, between 2017 and 2019 and then 2020 to 2023, or can you talk us through that?
Yes, there seems to be a few issues uncovered here. So for the statement says that the review found that there was a separate agreement between RTE and Ryan Tubridy which guaranteed additional annual income of 75,000 euro. This was supposed to come from a commercial partner. One of the payments came from a commercial partner of the station in exchange for a number of personal appearances per year. And as part of this agreement, RTE in turn issued a credit note to the commercial partner, reducing the cost of its overall sponsorship arrangement with the organisation. But what seems to have happened is the commercial partner did not renew this agreement for a second year. But RTE had guaranteed and underwritten that the payments would still be made to Ryan Tubridy, or indeed his agent. And in this case, the payments were instead made directly by RTE to Ryan Tubridy's agent. So RTE says that Ryan Tubridy received two payments of 75,000 euro, totaling 150,000 in 2022 for that year and for 2021. Now, Grant Thornton has also uncovered an issue relating to overpayments totaling 120,000 euro between 2017 and 2019. RTE also has illustrated in the figures put out this morning that this afternoon that there was an overpayment of 56,250 euro for 2020. And overall, those payments, and there seems to be a bit of an issue with what these exactly add up to, but we're told that the total figure is 345,000 euro.
What is RTE saying?
Yes, well, RTE said that this week it conducted an internal review of the reporting of the remuneration of its top 10 highly paid presenters. And this internal review found that the full cost to RTE of its contracts with other on-air presenters had been correctly reported. But Grant Thornton has now been requested by the board to review all of these contracts with the top 10 highly paid presenters to independently validate all of the remuneration figures. And it goes on to say that Grant Thornton will also review that figure of 120,000 euro that I mentioned earlier.
There has been a statement this evening by Catherine Martin just before we came on air. I don't know, Sandra, have you had a chance to take a look at that?
I haven't seen the statement from Catherine Martin. What I can tell you is the RTE statement that came from the chairperson of the board, Shuni Rahalik, said this is a matter of profound regret for the board of RTE. She says we are well aware that this is a serious breach of trust with the public. On behalf of the board, she wishes to apologise for what occurred. And she said it is clear that RTE has fallen short of the high standards that it sets for itself and are expected of it. And she said that once the issues came to light, the board acted expeditiously to establish the facts. And she said that they are confident that the safeguards they've put in place will ensure that nothing like this will happen again.
All right, Sandra Hurley, thank you for bringing us up to date on all of that. I have indeed that statement by Catherine Martin, the minister in front of me here. I won't read it all, but I'll give you some of the highlights as such. She says she was advised in March 2023 that this issue had come to light. She said, I'm extremely concerned at the details which were contained in RTE's statement today on foot of the review being completed. She has spoken with the RTE chairperson today, she says, and has subsequently written to her requesting that she meet with me and officials of the department. The meeting has been arranged for Monday. Minister Catherine Martin says she has asked the chair to set out in that meeting in detail the issues involved, the steps the board is taking to deal with the matter, the follow-on action that will be required and the timeline for these actions. She says the public rightly expect much higher standards of transparency and accountability from Ireland's public service broadcaster. It is unacceptable that these have not been met. It will be critical for the board to identify whether there are wider governance issues that need to be examined and addressed and to ensure that there is appropriate accountability for what has occurred. Finally, she said it will be equally important for the board to demonstrate that it is putting in place appropriate structures and processes to prevent a recurrence of a matter of this nature.